We just left them hooked together all the way down to the corner where it's quit.
Virtual caravan. Mm-hmm. Virtual caravan.
Yep. Fine. I knew I should take.
We actually have to vote on that before you sign it, but that's okay.
Huh?
I think we really should vote on that.
Oh, I know.
Okay, I'll lay it here.
We're optimists.
I'll lay it here and pretend that you didn't sign it.
We're right. Optimists.
What is it?
Now that Mr. Evans is here, we can begin.
Papers at 7:30. Begin the begin.
It is at 7:30.
I hope you brought some guests with you because we're
not with the audience here.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, the recognition of visitors ought to go real fast.
Perfect council meeting.
Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds.
35. We're out of here, buddy.
No police chief and no.
I don't think Mr. Jaywork will be here. But I thought the chief was going to be here.
Yeah, I talked to him this afternoon.
He came by about 4:20, you know. He was.
I know
Jaywork.
Did you guys have a delay opening today or anything?
No, we're a bunch of ways to open.
You know, I applaud you.
We had most of the staff here.
I really do. And the crews did an excellent job.
They really did. They started sanding and salting around 6. Yeah, I was kidding, Harvey. We were in the Poconos this weekend. There wasn't enough snow to have a snowball fight.
Is that right?
In the Poconos. Mm-hmm. 45 degrees, you know, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm. They didn't get a whole lot today.
We're coming down the highway. And
I'm 41. Mm-hmm. Hey,
Harvey's
here we go.
Calling me, you know.
7:30, March 2nd. Spirit Town Council meeting is now called to order. Please rise for a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please stand for a moment of silence. I'd like to give our condolence to the Carson family. Thank you. Just say all here. Present and accounted for. Hey, are there any additions or deletions to the published agenda? Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
Councilman Reagan.
Aye.
Agenda accepted. Are there any additions or deletions to the previous minutes of February 17th?
Move that we approve the minutes of February 17th as written.
Second.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Minutes accepted. Bills and financial statements, Mr. Hogg.
Is that your theatrical voice, or is it?
In your packet, you have the account balances, and you also have in the packet the second component of the potential additions to tax bills. It's the receivable aging report, which we'll talk about later agenda.
Presiding officer, I have nothing. Town attorney is absent tonight. Chief Baldwin.
Madam Mayor, I have no written report this evening. I did want to bring it to Council's attention that the COPS program has been reinstituted under the revitalization programs, federal revitalization programs. And I asked Councilman Mullen to put it on the agenda for the Finance Committee meeting next Tuesday, I believe it is.
Tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry. Next Tuesday.
I just wanted all Council.
Wednesday is the Utility Committee, Mr.
I just want all the council members to be aware that it was on the agenda, and I would be bringing some information on that at that time. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Howe?
You have my report in your packet. I have the completed application for the USDA Boys and Girls Club grant, thanks to the mayor who came in and signed until she had writer's cramp, and the council secretary, so we'll be submitting that tomorrow. And I think that's, other than the fact that I think your public works crew did an outstanding job. They were on duty from about 6 o'clock last night to 4 o'clock today, but they were ahead of the storm when I talked to them last night at about 10 o'clock when we pulled the plows out. And by midnight, they were quite comfortably ahead of the storm, which was really good. They were well prepared.
I thought they did too, Dave. I didn't hear no complaints at all. That's a miracle.
Well, I've heard a couple, but that's all right. You know,
given the fact that we haven't had a major snowstorm in 5 years and skills get forgotten, I think they did an outstanding job.
And I would like to particularly mention that Harvey was in charge. Daryl is out of the state, so very, very, very pleased with Harvey's performance. He did an outstanding job. So if any of you have seen him, I appreciate you telling him that, because he was sweating during the night. I talked to him about every couple hours all night long, and but he had her under control.
And just a FYI, Smyrna Town office was the only municipality open south of the canal today.
Yeah, I hope council realizes how much money the town manager saved the town by doing that.
That's true.
But a lot of overtime paid if David closed town offices.
He's afraid not to.
But you sound like me.
That's the end of my report.
Mr. Hogan, is there something the state uses different that gets the highway as clear as it is?
They use a kind of a pre-icer or whatever. I mean, I'm not sure what the chemical is. There is
It's a saline solution that they actually spray.
Before
the storm. And supposedly it adheres to the highway, and then when it starts snowing or icing up, the salt in it activates.
Like the second time.
I guess it's very expensive, right?
Actually, no, it's not.
I don't know that it is. I don't know whether you need different equipment to put it.
Is it something we could look at?
It could.
It's the equipment used. Yeah, because you actually have to have a tank and a pump and a sprayer to actually put it down. So it's a different type of equipment.
You use a combination of salt and sand. But I mean, it is effective.
Committee, any committee reports?
Mayor, just to let everybody know, Thursday, the Business Development Committee at 8:30 in the morning. Mr. Hug has got Alan Levin coming there to be our speaker, so I'm going to say that's going to be most of our meeting. Everybody's welcome. All the public can come.
Any other committee reports?
The utility committee will be having a meeting this Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and council might want to attend or plan on it. We're having an update status report basically on the on the downtown project and also the project lists for the stimulus. That's Wednesday at 5. So just to get a leg up on what we're trying to do with the government stimulus package, and everything may not go through, but keep our fingers crossed. And the finance committee will be having a meeting next Tuesday.
Okay, the next portion of our meeting is open to the public.
You want to say something, Seth?
Now
is your chance.
Your chance. You always wanted this chance, Seth.
Okay, seeing no one step forward, we will close that portion of the meeting and go back to the regular council meeting under 8, old business. Additions to the tax bill.
In your packet, you have something called Receivables Aging Report. About yay thick. This is part two of the items that we add to the tax bills. At the last meeting, you added unpaid utilities that we're converting to liens. These are charges for grass cutting, enforcement, any other violations, dumping fees, you kind of name it, that are outstanding that we will also add to the tax bills as liens. These become part of the outstanding taxes that are outstanding amounts that are due to the town. These are all essentially this, 08 and a few of them actually have been billed in 09, but they're current fees. The vast majority of them are administrative fees for grass cutting, weed eating, enforcement, demolition.
Dave, that Brandywine LLC, is that a big field or something we're cutting?
Just caps in a Brandywine. Yeah, that's Lake Como Woods.
Are we cutting that?
Well, let me ask you this. Are we doing this $1,000 or more? Are we sending it to Dave, too?
Now these get added to your tax bill. So when the tax bills go out, these will be billed as part of the tax. These are current bills. For example, on the caps and a Brandywine one, that is probably an enforcement action that George Wicks was asked to take to mow high grass, and probably around the
pump station
or the entrance. These are all as a result of sending enforcement notices followed through on, and then at a certain point in time we go in and do them. A lot of them are minor, but as you can see, some of them are just interest on outstanding amounts where the amount's $25 or $50, but there are a few. Like the $1,200 at Lake Como Woods, that's
like $8,500.
Well, Dave, do we wait to add this to? I mean, go ahead and add it. Do we, as a council now, do we go after this? Send some of this to Terry and say go.
No, because what happens? These are current, so when for example, they're not a Buchanan Farms. It says outstanding $500. When they get their tax bill, there will be an extra lien for $515. If they pay it when they pay their taxes, it's removed. If it goes,
I look at the Brandywine, that's August. That's way back in August.
Yeah, but that's current year. So it's a 1 year or less time.
So we just need to wait till after the tax bill comes back.
Now we have sent the basically the top 50. But on that other list of long outstanding, they've been sent an actual letter from J-Works office that says this is an attempt to collect the debt. You have so-and-so, 30 days to answer. And if you don't answer in 30 days, then we will initiate the collection process and what have you.
Then we had some town employees doing some of it.
We have some town employees. And some of these, when Robin James has had time, from time to time, she's called some of these people as well. And there's probably some people that aren't on this list now because she's called them and they've come in and paid. So it's and we've gotten the first few letters going out from the office. We've had a couple of people come in and pay. A couple of people call and say, "Hey, can I make arrangements to?" So it's starting to have an effect.
And that's all I for me. That's all I ask. Yeah. You make a temp. I don't care what it is. Make a temp, and then I'm happy.
Yeah. What percentage? Approximately does get paid then at the end, maybe 50%, 40%?
Yeah, probably. Of the short-term stuff, probably, two-thirds or more of it does. But once it starts to get over about a year, it's typically a little less than half, and then as it gets out about 3 years, I forget the numbers that fellow told us that night, but you get down in the 20-30% range.
It's went so far, it's not...
We went through it pretty well when we referred a lot of that to the collection service, and I forget what the percentage it is, but the 3 year point seems to be that's where you have the most chance of getting your money.
Every time you send all the paperwork over, and it just gets to the point where costing yourself money again.
Yeah. You get to the point where addresses become stale. I mean, it becomes hard to track somebody down. Where if it's 3 years or less, you generally can find them.
You get it in that first year or two, then you're all right.
Okay. What we need is a motion, basically, to add this list to the...
I'll make a motion. We add the receivable aging role as presented to the tax rolls.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Presley. Both.
Motion passes.
Just trying to see if he was still on.
Okay, under 9, new business, consideration of the emergency operations plan. I asked for this to be put on the agenda. How the emergency operations plan has progressed is, of course, it's something that I was very interested in before my election. And we've worked very hard. The town, Dave Hogg and I, have worked very hard on putting the NIMS program together. Most of the key employees that would be involved in emergency operations have all attended the NIMS classes. I closed my business and took my own personal time to attend the classes, and we are all NIMS certified. I think that's a very important thing for the town. As Mr. Hogg can tell you, the only kind of disaster that we've had in a number of years, thank God, is when we had the 100-year flood, and there were some problems of people not knowing who was in charge of what. So the emergency operations plan is a guide. It's not anything that's the pages are not carved in stone. They're to be used as a guide, and this is through FEMA and DEMA. It's been through Delaware authorities. It's been through federal authorities. I think it's very important for anybody that's involved in an emergency situation to know where they should be, what their job is, and I think it's very important that we get this passed. I turned it over to the Public Safety Committee about at least 3 months ago, and it's kind of just gotten hung up.
Madam Mayor, didn't the Public Safety Committee form a subcommittee?
Yes, that was
to
just
review it and present it.
Yes, they
formed. Has it come out of that committee yet?
No, it hasn't. They haven't even met yet to really go over it, and it's been over 3 months.
And I don't understand why it's being placed on the agenda if it hasn't come out of committee. I think we need to table it until the committee has a chance to.
At this point, I wanted council to be aware of it. I wanted to. Each of you have a copy of it now, so everyone has a copy of it. The subcommittee is all of the first responders. It was a member from the fire company, a member from the ambulance. Councilman Thornton volunteered, the chief from the police department, and was there somebody from the town?
No.
There really should be somebody from the town. So, but I would really like to see this get moving because I think it's extremely important. Just like, I mean, weird things happen. When we think of disasters, a lot of people think of 9/11 and New Orleans. It doesn't have to be those type of things. Take just a month ago when the plane fell out of the sky out near Buffalo and crashed into the house. That could easily happen to our town, and it wouldn't take out just its house. It would be a major catastrophe. The operations plan, a lot of people are confused about it. The operations plan doesn't come into the everyday play. It's for a disaster, a catastrophic situation. In the normal times, before 9/11 and before New Orleans, a lot of things have changed since then. And I think it's important that we all take a look at this, that we all cooperate on it, know where our places are. I know myself, I certainly want to know what's expected of me because I watched a program that was on HYY not long ago. I am going to try to get a copy of it so anyone interested can see it. But it was about a nursing home in New Orleans. Of course, everybody knows that New Orleans with Katrina, it wasn't the hurricane that really did the most damage. It was when the levees broke. And this nursing home had 35 patients, and the patients were critically, what's the word I want to say? They were either hooked up to oxygen or life-saving support. They were all hooked up to something. They were not just lying in bed. When the levee broke, of course, it happened very quickly, and nobody knew who had the authority to call for evacuation of the nursing home. They lost all 35 patients and some of the people that worked there. The administrator and the owners who live in the Midwest are all up for 35 counts of murder right now. And I don't want to see innocent people fall into situations like that because they didn't know, and it could very well happen. So I think it's very important. The towns that have passed it is Lewis. They have a gentleman that works for them, Nelson, W-I-L-E-S is the spelling of his last name. He used to work for FEMA. He is a consultant. He put their plan together with the help of FEMA, DEMA, all the people that have to give their blessings on it. Since then, the town of Felton has used it. Harrington, I'm not sure if Harrington has actually adopted. I know Harrington's working on it. And I know Dewey has their emergency operation plan in place. So the Public Works Committee told me when we first started talking about this, rather than reinventing the wheel, to go out and find out if another town already had something that we could use and not reinvent the wheel. That's exactly what I did. Spent a lot of time because a lot of people are not real open with information. So it was a lot of work, and I found that there was a plan in effect, and that's how this all came about. At the end, there will be a handout that will go out to the public. And Lewis has theirs, and Felton has theirs. It's just a nice little handout, and inside, that's how big it is, but it has some very vital, important information. The other thing that we need to work on is the police department and the fire company have very few names of people that need special assistance if anything does happen. And we need to get the word out, and we need to put a form out. And in the back of Felton's, they have the form that people would fill out, and they have them turning it into the town hall. But we could either have it turned into the police department or the fire department because right now they're the ones that are keeping this information. So I just would like to ask that we move a little quicker on this. It's been 2 years, and it's been 3 months that it's been in the subcommittee and really kind of stalled there.
Madam Mayor, we all have a copy of the plan, and I've gone through it a couple of times. And I'm sure the committee is aware of everything that you brought up, and they're reviewing it now. But I mean, as far as approving it, I'll make a motion that we table the plan until the Public Safety Subcommittee has completed their review and recommendations.
And it wasn't a motion to. I mean, it wasn't a request to have this approved tonight. It
was
just
a motion to.
But it's not, that wasn't the intent. It's consideration of the emergency operating plan, where I just wanted to make everybody aware of it at this point. And there was no intent to ask for it to be passed tonight.
Would you repeat your motion?
That was a motion.
Could you repeat it, please?
A motion that we table the emergency operations plan until the Public Safety Subcommittee has completed their review and presents recommendations.
I'll second. Who's the chair of the subcommittee?
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stone.
Abstain. Motion passes. 9B, applications to Office of Drinking Water for stimulus program funding.
Thank you. There are really two parts to this this item tonight. As you'll note, this was added to the agenda on the 24th when we got the instructions from the Office of Drinking Water, and the applications were due to the Office of Drinking Water Friday afternoon at 4:30 last week. So we literally had zero time. And the application package for the drinking water side is one completely full copy paper box. That's how much material is required for these applications. It's a, literally a full box. There are two steps. One of the state requirements that applies to municipal governments, municipal water companies, is that in order to get state funding through the state drinking water program, you have to consider privatization, in other words, the transfer of either the ownership or the operation and maintenance of your municipal water system to a private water company. The short sort of background of this dates back to, I guess, probably maybe as much as 10 years ago. There was a strong effort by Artesian and Tidewater water companies to take over municipal systems. And they, at that time, had considerable influence in the General Assembly and were able to get that requirement added. Basically, if you're a public water company, you had to entertain offers and reject them, basically. It's kind of a little bit of a backdoor way to force municipal utilities to go out of business. But back in, November 2002, Artesian Water Company made a proposal to the town, offered us a maintenance and operation contract, or actually offered us a proposal to develop a maintenance and operation contract where they would perform all of the functions that we currently perform in billing, maintenance, management, regulatory report preparation, essentially everything but actual ownership of our water company. The town would have been responsible for all the capital improvements that fell outside of the provisions of routine maintenance. There was also a couple of proposals during this period by Artesian to interconnect our water systems, one with the water system being put in for the development down the road here, and the other one, I think, with Clayton. And just to kind of give you a little bit of a feel, Artesian has that kind of a relationship with Clayton. They provide water to part of Clayton and have an interconnection, in part because Clayton's water system is a high arsenic level. And so Artesian makes up a lot of their water. At that time, the matter was referred to the town's utility committee, was considered by them, a recommendation to council on June 16, 2003, to reject the notion of privatization. And what I've drafted and asked the mayor to sign is a statement essentially saying that, you know, we didn't like it back in November 2002, we didn't like it in June of 2003, and nothing has changed that would make it, you know, make us want to reconsider it at this point. So if that statement is passed, then I can submit that to the Office of Drinking Water, and that satisfies that piece of this puzzle. I would like to have a motion. You have a copy of the statement in your packet. If we could just have a motion to authorize the mayor and the council secretary to sign, or just a motion approving the statement, I guess, is what it needs to be.
I'll make a motion to approve the statement as we have before us.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Miller. Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stonewall.
Aye.
Councilman
Horton. Aye. The second piece of the what I'd like you to do tonight is attached to my manager's report is a February 26th letter to Heather Warren of the State Drinking Water Office of Drinking Water. And again, primarily for the record, we've already submitted these applications, but they would like to have an actual motion, and you did this for the DENREC applications a couple of weeks ago. They would like to have a motion approving the submission of these applications for consideration by the Office of Drinking Water. Emphasize the word consideration. There's no guarantee that we'll get the funding or whatever, but that will at least make it official, if you will.
I'll make a motion that we direct Mr. Hug to apply for the stimulus program funding.
Second.
Through the Office of Drinking Water.
The Office of Drinking Water, right. It's the Office of Drinking Water.
Mr. Hogg, am I correct that there is no money in that stimulus package that will be applied for the police building?
There is no money for any other community facilities other than roads. There is actually some school money. I don't know how. I don't think we can actually apply for that. But for municipal governments, it's water systems, sewer systems, and through the state streets.
That's leasing, very important.
There's housing money. There is some housing money, but that would flow primarily through the counties.
Big house? Huh? A big house?
Could be a big house. Hey, yeah, you know.
Maybe we should put it that way. Yeah. We need a big house.
Yeah, and unfortunately that one time there was discussion of funding for other community facilities, including libraries and town halls and police stations and what have you, that didn't make it in the final packet.
Mr. Hogg, this is the list of things that you're recommending that need to be done, right?
Right. There's the letter itself prioritizes the second half of the application, but this is the list of projects.
If we don't receive this money, or if we receive part of, how critical are these?
Well, every one of them are important and need to be done. The ones that are listed in the letter are prioritized 1 through 6. Two things are likely to happen. They may cherry pick this list. They may say, we'll give you water main replacement on Sunnyside Road and Route 13. Or they may say, we'll give you up to $500,000. You pick which ones. Or they may say, we'll give you $500,000 against your priority list. So I really don't know. We have, on that subject, there's a mandatory meeting that we have to attend on Friday for drinking water, and on March the 18th for the wastewater project. So we'll know a whole lot more after that. The schedule right now is that we should know by hopefully the end of April, early May, what projects will be acceptable. The wringer in that is that these will probably be in the form of loans, not grants, and we have to have completed the loan process by the end of June. So as a council, you will see a flurry of activity from Jay Work and I about the end of April, going through the borrowing process as if we were actually going to go out and borrow the money from, you know, under the normal drinking water program. We still have to follow all that process.
And these are all considered shovel ready, I guess.
These are all shovel ready. I could start any one of these within the 90 days that they have set aside for shovel ready and have them completed by the completion date.
Good. If it's free, it's for me.
I mean, these are projects that have been in our list for a long time. You know, can we live without them? Sure, for a while, but sooner or later they're going to be in your capital program. They've just been kind of out there in the out years, you know, building up, and if we have a chance to do them with negative interest or zero interest loans, I'm going to jump on them.
So did you need us to do anything on this?
No, we need to vote on the motion to basically just reaffirm this list, this letter.
Is there a motion?
Yeah, we have our motion in a second.
Oh, that was the same one as? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was two separate.
No. So we need to call the roll.
Okay. Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White. Aye. Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
Passes.
There are a couple of things I meant to mention when I did my manager's report. If you give me just a second, on your table is a copy of a letter we sent to, Ron Smith in Terry J. Works' firm sent to the trustee in bankruptcy for Mr. Taggart, basically asking permission to inspect the property. That's the first step to declare it a dangerous building. So we're going to continue to move on that property, even though it's in bankruptcy. The second is a draft letter that will go out. Dates will get revised a little bit, but somebody had asked where we were on the downtown project, and as this letter indicates, beginning this week, we will start doing the sewer service connections to the individual houses, and hopefully that'll be done within a two-week period, and then we'll start the water system. So just to keep you in that loop. Also just a copy of the letter that the mayor signed the contracts today with Emery Hill for the
actually erection of the public works buildings. It's just a
what kind of progress are we on that day?
Public works building, the slabs are all ready. They've all been poured.
They straighten them out?
Yeah. Yeah, they did a lift and adjust, and yeah. So we got that taken care of. The building, the first building will be here the second week of this month. That's the mechanics building. And the big building should be on site by about the end of the month. And this contract gives them 150 days. I think it's 150 days. Mm-hmm. 150 days to have actually be able to hand us the keys. So that's kind of okay. That's all. I meant to bring this up earlier, and I wanted to. Oh, I do have one other thing. Also in the packet is the list of certificates of zoning compliance. 45 new businesses that were approved in the town of Smyrna in 2008. And I will have for Thursday's Business Development Committee that little report that we did last year updated with building permit information.
Did good.
So we're holding our own. Not setting the world
no,
on fire.
No.
Yeah, but
just
that
we can clean up some of what we got.
Yep. That's all. I'm sorry.
Hey, under other council business, I have a couple of things that I'd like to. I was told from Business Development that. There was a packet that Rick had handed out and a couple meetings ago. And Mr. Hogg and I talked about it, and you thought maybe council could get a copy of the packet?
Yeah, it's the first half. We actually have the two surveys now, so we'll put both of them together.
Because I think the first one they gave, it was just a rough drawing.
That was his downtown, for his downtown stuff. Rick's contract had basically two survey pieces. One was the downtown and one was Route 13 to identify ownership of buildings, what they were being fees.
Emailed?
It can be emailed rather than printed out.
I think we can email it.
I'd rather have it emailed than printed out.
Yeah, I think I have to. The second one I think we can email. I have to look at the first one. I can't remember.
First one, too. The only thing I don't think you can do is the map.
I should be able to do that. That's also if we have time on our discussion for Thursday morning.
Okay. And my other is we're going to need another person for the utility committee and for the board of adjustments. So if council has any recommendations, I'd like to have them hopefully before the next council meeting so that we can get someone appointed to the two committees, the commission and the committee.
What now, Pat?
Utility committee and board of adjustments.
Who left those two committees?
Mr. Carson.
Mr. Carson was on those two committees. And I had talked to Mr. Hogg, and he said to bring it up at the meeting tonight. I understand that the town sent a donation to the Clayton Fire Company as requested by the family, which is a standard thing that we usually do in a case like this. I had asked if we could look at getting one of the bricks over at the Memorial Park in honor of Mr. Carson, because he is a sitting commissioner. He was an active commissioner. A lot of the deaths that have taken place before, it was either a past mayor or someone that has actually left the election or the committee that they served. And I just thought that since Mr. Carson was still a sitting commissioner and on the utility committee, I would like to see us do a brick for him.
Do you want a motion? Mm-hmm. So moved.
Thank you. Any discussion? And I think the bricks were costing about, I believe it was right around $100, but I have a phone call in trying to get more information on that. But about $100 is what the fee would be. Is there any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stumble.
Aye.
Councilman
Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
Councilman Maynard.
Aye.
Motion passes, and thank you. I appreciate it. Does anyone else have anything for other council business?
Yeah, I have one thing. I know we haven't had a snow in 5 years, maybe 10 years.
Are you
going to
complain?
Are you going to be one of the complainers tonight?
No, I'd like to see us to enforce the no parking for snow.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I No, this morning when I came out after the plows went through Main Street, it was three cars parked on the street with a sign 20 feet in front of them, no parking during snow emergency.
Tell him. Get him, Memphis.
I mean, you know, I like to see us enforce the law.
Get him.
We work cooperatively with Public Works and get those vehicles moved whenever Public Works ask us to do that.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah,
yes. Just pointing out something.
Just pick the phone up, call the chief.
That's what you should have done. Hmm? Just call the chief and say, go pick it up.
No, I don't have the power to do that.
Tell Bill he'll do it.
Is there any other council business?
Madam Mayor, I'll bring up something. I'll bring it up as a general oversight, I believe. Most of our committees have access to the town attorney on a regular basis, and I think it's an oversight. Most of the time, the chair of whatever committee has a question, and they contact the attorney directly, and I think that's. I think we need to reaffirm to all committees that committee action is required to contact the town attorney, and it's not just if one member of a committee has a question, it really needs to be a committee action. That's the way the committees are supposed to function, and in light of the amount of money in recent months has cost us in attorney fees for committee questions and things, I think we need to reaffirm that with all the committees, because we are spending quite a bit of money, a lot of money, on attorney fees for committee questions.
Gene, I'm with you. I think we need to send a letter to all members of each committee. All committees to let them remind them that. Because we, as a council, we did that years ago, that we stopped it.
If you read the policies and procedures for committees, I believe that's on there.
Well, they must not read it too damn hard.
$6,000.
Well,
we need to reaffirm it.
You have to remember that some of the commissions are different than committees, so that has.
But that's one personal agenda.
But not even that. If they would at least consider that it is costing a great deal of money at this point. For attorney fees, whereas we try to go, I think we try to go through the town manager before any contact is made with the solicitor's office, that it's the taxpayers' money that we're spending with the commission or the committees, so that at least to consider before contacting them directly.
And it really isn't going to restrict either the commissions or the committees.
No.
On how they function, it would just be a committee.
The majority went.
The majority rule. So if the committee has a question, then by all means that question should
don't
be answered
have a problem with it.
By whatever source they need. But it needs to be a committee action and not just one person. And we just need to reaffirm that. And if it is in the policy book, that's great. We need to make all committees, the entire committee. Aware of the rules that they proceed under, and I think just that action right there, instead of jumping up and screaming and hollering, I think that action there will solve the problem.
I know that I emailed a copy of the policy and procedures to the committees, as well as the basic meeting procedures. I emailed that to every single member on every committee. A couple of the addresses came back to me, so if everybody would reconfirm with all their committee members, get proper email addresses, I would appreciate that too, because I think there's been several that have changed. Is there any other council business? You never say anything. Would you like to say something at this meeting?
No.
No? Okay.
You missed your turn in the public.
I think we need to give Seth a shot.
Yeah.
Let's see you do a dance or something for us, Seth. Sing, do something for us. I go home now, my wife will be wondering where I've been all these past 2 years.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. We'll get it to Memphis.
Aye. Roll call, aye.
Aye.
No, I missed that guy. Anyone opposed?
Huh? Okay.
Thank you all.
Don't get them started on the ticket thing. I'm parking so I don't get tickets.